The white terracotta building that stood at the corner of Franklin and West Huron Street since 1913 has been transformed by local developer Mark Croce into the Curtis Hotel.
This is the most spectacular hospitality project in Western New York and maybe all of New York State right now.
Croce invested $24 million on the adaptive reuse project and says from a design standpoint, he spared no expense to deliver something Buffalo's never seen before.
Everywhere you look, there's something fantastic to look at. Paula Morticella, international designer, has spent the last 2 years crisscrossing the country to find unique pieces that you can't find anywhere.
There are 68 luxuriously appointed hotel rooms on the upper floors, and the ground floor features a 120-seat supper club.
The chamois, or sesame as some people call it, is known as the home of the revolving bar. We're resurrecting something that was built back in the 1930s and 40s of a era gone by, and we decided to bring it back. You know, everything old is new again, and in this building it was well suited for bringing back something with that kind of history.
Croce says the restaurant offers an eclectic mix of dishes, including pizza and burgers.
We're not promoting this as a high-end fine dining restaurant because we want everybody to be comfortable here. So there's price points to please all palates. Fantastic food, as good as you're going to get anywhere in Buffalo or Western New York.
And everyone's welcome to stop by.
We'll be giving free tours all the time. People can come in and see the rooms or just come in and enjoy, you know, a cocktail.
Croce says View, the Curtis Hotel's year-round rooftop lounge, is set to open in about 2 weeks. Chris Kayett, WBFO News.